Right. The majority of law enforcement officers in the federal service are now under FERS, but we still have quite a few under CSRS, because if you were hired before 1984, you may still not be age 50 yet, and you may not have hit your mandatory age. So we have a pretty good population in both systems, but the majority are the FERS. And there are special benefits, whether you're CSRS or FERS, and you're in a, we call it a covered position in a law enforcement or firefighter position in federal service.
And are the covered positions basically anything that deals with law enforcement?
They have to be considered in that category, because there are some positions, such as like a customs officer, who years ago, or not that many years ago, was not considered law enforcement, even though they did a lot of duties, you know, protecting our borders, but they have since become covered. So they have to be specified as that provision of the law. And we call it, sometimes we call it 6C, because that's the part of the code of Title V that deals with, you know, what a law enforcement officer definition really is. And it gets kind of technical, but, you know, they have to be in that covered position.
Well, let's talk about the benefits that that covered employees get under FERS first. How do those differ from standard FERS benefits?
Well, there's two things with the law enforcement officers. They have to realize that they're subject to mandatory retirement. It's one of the few places in the federal government that you have to retire by a certain age, and that age has been increased to 57, but it's the end of the month of their 57th birthday. But in exchange for that mandatory separation requirement, they get to retire at a younger age than the average federal employee. They can go out at age 50 if they have at least 20 years in that covered position, or any age if they've served 25 years in that covered law enforcement or firefighter position. So they can go out at a relatively young age where they could begin a second career, which many of them do. And then the calculation of their benefit is a lot better for the first 20 years. Where normally under FERS, you get 1% of your high three salary for all of your years and months of service. But in law enforcement and firefighter positions, they get 1.7% for the first 20 years, which ends up being 34% as opposed to 20. So they're getting right off the bat a 14% increase in their basic pension benefit. So that's a more generous benefit for the fact that they have to retire mandatory, and they also have to pay an extra 0.5% of their salary towards retirement to get those benefits.
And then what about the differences under CSRS, which applies to hires basically prior to 1984, right?
Right, yeah. Those who are still in the law enforcement world and they were hired before 84, they earn a benefit where they're exempt from Social Security, so their basic pension benefit is higher. They get 2.5% of their high three for those 20 years, and then 2% for everything over 20. But they're also not going to get Social Security benefits for those years that they served in federal service, so that's the trade-off. And also, even though they can participate in the Thrift Savings Plan, they don't get matching any agency or matching contributions on their TSP account, so that's why they get the more generous benefit.
Speaking of Social Security, there is a kind of a bridge benefit, isn't there, for FERS employees?
Right, yeah, and then the law enforcement positions, they're entitled to that, we call it a FERS supplement, which like you said, Ruben, that is a bridge from the time they retire, and it's meant to continue until the time you qualify for Social Security, which is normally at age 62. You know, if you've got the 40 credits, you can get Social Security at 62. So they are entitled to that extra payment, which is really kind of meant to take the place of getting Social Security when you retire at a younger age. Now, for most federal retirees who retire under FERS who get the bridge payment, that bridge payment is going to be subject to an earnings test. So that means if you're going to go back to work after you retire from federal service, it'll either be reduced or it could even be eliminated depending on how much money you make. But in the law enforcement and firefighter positions, that earnings test doesn't start to apply to them until they reach what's called the FERS minimum retirement age, which is at least age 55, and for most of them closer to 56 or 57. So they can start their second career, you know, maybe at age 50, and they'd still receive their full FERS benefit plus the supplement until they turn that MRA or minimum retirement age. And then if they're still working, they could lose the supplement, but that FERS basic pension benefit would continue, of course, for the rest of their life. So it's a very nice program, I think.
Now, you have a caution, though, for people who retire early and start collecting from their TSP accounts if they're in the public safety profession.
That's true, because under any type of employer-sponsored savings plan, like the Thrift Plan or a 401k plan or even an IRA, if you start taking withdrawals out of those plans before age 59 and a half, there's a 10% tax penalty that's applied to any of those withdrawals. Now, you can be exempt from that tax penalty if you separate or leave the government when you turn 55 or in the year that you turn 55. But as we said, you know, some of these law enforcement and firefighters are going to retire as early as 47 or 48 years old. So they're not exempt from that 10% penalty. So the only thing that they can do to start using any money that's in their TSP account is to take it out either as an annuity or as a life expectancy payment. And if they do the life expectancy payout option, they can change that when they turn 59 and a half, but that's one way they can start using the funds to avoid the penalty. But I always tell people that, you know, if you are going to start a second career and you're going to have enough income to cover your expenses, you know, there's nothing wrong if you decide to leave the TSP either in the thrift or you can move it to an IRA and then touch it, you know, later when you finally fully retire, which for many of those might not be until after age 59 and a half anyway. So it just depends on what they're planning to do. Are they going to become fully retired, or are they going to start a second career where they really wouldn't need the money yet? So they do have to be careful, though. Get some tax planning help or some financial advice before you make any moves on that TSP money.
So law enforcement, Tammy, like a lot of areas, is one where there's a lot of competition between public sector agencies and entities for good talent, good experience. Do you know roughly how the FERS benefits that feds are being offered now compare to, you know, state and local benefits?
Well, I know from, I don't know firsthand because I've never been in the position, but I've talked to enough people in these positions where they've left state government jobs to come to the federal, and some find that, you know, if they would have stayed in their state positions, the benefits promised were more lucrative. But the worry I would have is that what we're hearing about a lot of the state pension plans is they're having trouble meeting those obligations, so I'm not sure, you know, if that would have been a good move or not. Even though, you know, initially they might promise a benefit based on the high 1 instead of the high 3, or maybe 3% a year rather than just, you know, the 1.7%. So initially it sounds like a better benefit, but, you know, the state has to be able to support and fund that retirement, and some of the states are having problems these days. So I think there's a little more security in that federal benefit, although I think a lot of people might challenge me on that with all the proposals we're hearing this year. But I think whenever FERS was designed back in the 80s, one of the foresights that Congress had was to know that this was a system that was more sustainable than the old civil service system. So I think we, you know, did something to protect that benefit for law enforcement officers. So, you know, it depends. And the other thing we're finding is in the federal world, you know, you train an agent and they become very qualified in their federal investigative position. Some of them will leave that and go into the state world because, of course, now they've been fully trained and they've got that federal background. And with FERS being a more portable system, some agencies have had to deal with, you know, getting someone trained and then they leave. So we've got to find a way to keep those good employees, you know, on board and for a full career in federal service.
What about tax breaks for some of these public safety officers under FERS?
Well, you know, of course, the TSP is a place you can save on a tax-deferred basis, and next year hopefully we'll have the Roth TSP version for further tax breaks down the road. For a federal investigator who's retired, there's one special provision that's allowing them to take up to $3,000 a year and offset their taxable income that represents the money that they spend on either health insurance or long-term care insurance, and that's under the IRS code that's been available for the past couple of years. It's a benefit for retired public safety officers, and OPM has determined that the federal investigators fall under that category. So they can now take that as a deduction of their taxable income on their tax return each year. So that's a nice benefit that they can still get the benefit of not paying income tax on the cost of their health insurance, or at least most of the cost.
That is a nice benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, when I saw your column in GovExec, which we'll link up to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, I thought, wait, federal firefighters? How many federal firefighters can we possibly have?
I used to think the same thing. I'm like, where do we have federal firefighters?
And then I had the blinding flash of the obvious. Oh, yeah, Forest Service, BLM.
Forest Service and military bases.
A lot of military bases
are self-sustaining, so they have their own fire department.
Right, so there's a pretty big group of them out there, several groups.
More than you would think. And it's funny, too, because when you think law enforcement officers, you think FBI, DEA, but almost every federal agency has investigators, whether it's Nuclear Regulatory Commission or the post office. It's amazing, you know, what kind of work you do in that field in different agencies.
Or in their inspectors general's offices, too,
exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anything else, Ruben?
I'm all good.
I think we're good. Did we miss anything big, Tammy, you want to throw in?
No, I think you hit the main bases there. I think it's a wonderful profession. I think you can find some exciting work in the field of federal law enforcement, and the benefits really aren't bad. I think I'd go for those benefits if I had the opportunity and I was younger. But, yeah, definitely a nice field to be in. A lot of stress in the job, but good benefits.
Yeah.